Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
This was supposed to be stepping into Psycho, but there's really nothing Psycho about Sue at all.
I know. She's actually doing this chick a favor.
Yeah, she called us on Friday, and we weren't really sure if she was truly legit or not. But basically, she said that her ex-boyfriend was with this other girl, then with her, then with the other girl, and was marrying the other girl this weekend, but had been trying to cheat and was cheating with her the entire time of their relationship. So she was like, I'm going to go and wreck up the wedding after she already marries him. Well, we told her on Friday, we said, you know what? You're really taking it all out on the bride instead of the groom, and the groom is the one that you're mad at. That's the ex. So she updated us today on what she did on Friday, or what happened after she came on the show on Friday. And that was basically that one of the groomsmen called her and said, were you on the radio? And they talked about it. He knew exactly the situation. He said, well, you should do it at the rehearsal dinner and not the wedding. Give her the chance to back out of the wedding. So she does. She goes to the rehearsal dinner. She talks to the bride's sister and the bride's mother.
The sister's waiting for her in the parking lot when she pulls up.
You think there's going to be a throwdown at that point, right?
So they talk about everything. The sister and the mother are open to it and say, come over to the house later to the night because the bride's going to want to talk to you. They sit down at the bride's house where they are all like exchanging the information about it. And the bride said, I'm sorry, and hugged her and said, he always told me you were psycho. I had no idea all this was going on. She found out he went to both of their houses on Thanksgiving and was lying about where he was. And so we're at the point in the story now where they are all at the bride's house with the bride, her sister, her mother, and her father. Then Sue, then also
the groomsman is driving the dude over.
The groomsman is on the way to bring the groom over to the house. And the groom said on the way, I should call her and maybe see if we can hook up one last time before I get married tomorrow.
Wow. And groom's mom is there too.
Groom's mother's there too. Thank you. God, that was
done.
A lot.
I think you got them all.
The greatest story ever told.
Craziest story ever told.
All right, Sue. So there you guys are. You're at the house and groom and tool bag show up.
His mom showed up first.
Okay. His mom shows up first. Okay.
And his mom actually brought his grandma with her.
Oh, my God!
No!
Grandma's there? Oh, no.
Here comes grandma.
Hell no.
Here we go.
And the bride actually has two other brothers, so they were there too.
Ooh, the brothers. Boy. Wow.
Everybody is there.
Yeah, except for my mom wasn't there. She wishes she was,
so. She was conference called in.
We're going to Skype in mom.
But when the groom's mom got there, she knows her, and we did it for a long time. And she was like, what are you doing here? And brother's like, she's like, did you not know that he was dating both of us? And she said, well, he told me that he was trying to feel out who he wanted to be with more because he loved you both or something like that. And we were like, because, like, when I was with him, when he was still with her, I would go out to lunch with his mom, and she knew that he was dating her, too.
Whoa.
And so the bride's mom was just like, so you knew he was dating two people at once? And she was like, he told me that they both knew about it. And so finally, when the groom got there, he walked in, and he saw me, and he kind of knew, like, what was up, and he was just like, what are you doing here? And I was like, I mean, she deserves to know the truth, doesn't he? Doesn't she? And he was like, whatever she's telling you, it's not the truth. And then that's when the groomsman said, his friend said, it is the truth. He was like, he's been playing both of you guys for about a year, and he literally flipped a coin at a football game to decide who he was going to marry.
Oh, my God.
Now,
and the groomsman says this in front of the entire room of people that are compiled there?
Yes.
Wow.
I feel like cursing and hitting delay on myself. Wow.
Wow.
S-bomb. Totally.
Wow.
Dang.
And so the groom, that's when we're like, well, are you going to admit it? Are you going to keep lying to us? And he's like, I don't see how this is any of your business. He's like, I'm marrying her. You need to get over the fact that I chose her. And then that's when she said, oh, you're not married. She's like, we're not getting married ever. And she was like, I want you to get all your stuff for the honeymoon, and I want you to get out. And that's when I was kind of like, do you think I should leave? And she's like, no, you stay. And she's like, if you want to answer all our questions, you can stay. But if you don't want to answer our questions, you better call all your family and tell them that the wedding's off. Because my mom's already called up all of my family.
Wow.
Oh, is grandma saying anything at this time?
Yeah.
His grandma just kind of sat there and shook her head and kept saying his name over and over again and shaking her head.
Man, we need to disappoint grandma. That's
No.
Oh, my gosh.
And this, again, so this is 24 hours before the wedding is supposed to take place?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, because it was probably like 11:30 at night by then, so less than 24 hours.
Wow.
So at this point, he's still blaming you for being psycho. He hasn't admitted to anything yet.
Yeah.
And sociopath.
He keeps saying, you're such a psycho, you're such a psycho. And it's so hard not to say their names, but then... She was like, she's such a psycho. She's like, look what you sent her on October 5th. You said that you loved her and wanted to be with her forever and don't ever leave you.
Mm.
You're the psycho.
And he was with you on that date.
What?
And he was with, he was with her on that date.
Yeah, like, he was with her and was sending me those messages.
And then what did he say to that?
He just was like, she called and made those up, and that's when his friend was just like, stop lying. He's like, just tell the truth. He's like, you've been playing her forever, and you told me just the other day that you still loved Sue more than you loved her, but she just was the better choice because Sue's still in college and doesn't graduate till May.
Oh wow, boy, dude, wow.
Whoa.
So
it's pretty bad when the guy, when he's standing in front of everybody and telling the truth on his guy, because he has been feeling guilty for so long, being an accomplice to
this. What's their relationship? This couldn't be a best friend, right?
They were best friends, but then he started to see, like, because his girlfriend is my best friend, and I don't want to say I'm a good person, but I'm not a psycho, so I wouldn't keep acting this way, you know, and he was seeing how much it was hurting me. I mean, I wouldn't get out of, like, when I found out, I didn't get out of bed for, like, a week because I was so depressed about it.
Sure.
Is this guy, the groom, really hot or something?
He's good looking. I mean, he's not, like... drop dead gorgeous.
I think you owe him something.
What?
I think she should sleep with him.
Jen or Sue?
No, I think Sue should. I think she owes him something. I mean, he's the one that drove her over there, and he's the one that was coming clean.
Oh, you mean the groomsmen?
No, the groomsmen.
I was asking all this hype around, you know, all this hoopla around the groom and these two women putting up with this crap for so long. He had to be hot.
Well, they both loved him.
Did he ever just finally throw his hands up and go, okay, I did it.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I mean, he said, okay, I did it. He didn't say, okay, I did it. But he's like, okay, everything's true. He's like, on Thanksgiving, he's like, I chose the one I wanted to spend more time with. So that's why I spent the night at her house. He's like, I asked her dad and mom for permission to marry her. And he's like, but she found out that I was, because the next day after Thanksgiving, all my friends kind of, they knew he was cheating on me just because of things that were going on behind the scenes that he was saying to me and stuff. And so I found out, and I broke up with him and kind of called him and told him I knew everything and that I was going to tell her everything. And so he just was like, I love her more, but I knew she would never forgive me for this. So then I just went through with marrying you.
Holy crap. Wow. So then they have to get on the phone with everybody that's flown in for the weekend and all that and break it off.
Yeah, and they broke it off, and then he eventually left with his mom and his grandma, and she looked at me, and she goes, well, I have two tickets for a honeymoon. She's like, do you want to be the one that goes with me? And I was like, I have school, I can't go, but I would. And,
she was going to take you on her honeymoon destination to hang out and party with you?
Yeah, and then the best part is that the next day, I had like 4 missed calls from him. And I had a message from him and him begging me to take him back and saying that things
no!
will change.
No! Are you kidding me?
Come on.
How pathetic.
Yeah.
So as soon as he knew that it wasn't going to ever happen with her because they canceled the wedding, he came back to you.
Yes. And my dad was the one who called him to tell him he better stop calling me.
Your dad did?
Yeah, because he called me like 4 times before I woke up and then called me 8 more times and just kept texting me and being like, please just give me another chance. I love you so much and I made a mistake.
Oh my God.
Psycho.
He's crazy.
Swear to me on your family this whole story is true.
I swear on my family. My girlfriends were like, they're not going to believe you because it's so crazy. And they're like, we'll call in for you and tell you and everything.
Wow. Unbelievable.
This is one of the most bizarre stories we have ever had in the 9 years we're doing this show.
And had a complete ending.
And had closure on it. We had a whole bunch of people that were calling us suggesting that we put his face up on our website so nobody ever goes out with this guy ever again.
Yes.
Such a tool.
What?
People want us to put his picture up on our website because he's such a tool.
He is a tool.
Wow. Unbelievable. So well, as it stands now, he's on his own. The wedding is off. You're not returning his calls. And he got what he... It finally ends up good because he got what he deserved.
Yeah, basically.
I'm so glad you did it on Friday so she didn't marry him.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
I think that was the best decision he made.
Have you been in contact with her since she offered to take you on her honeymoon destination?
It's crazy.
Yeah. She texted me and she just thanks me over and over again. And she is just like, it's so crazy because she's like, I seriously thought you were such a psycho. And like, we've seen each other before, like out and stuff. And there's been like words between us.
Mm-hmm.
So she's just like, I'm so sorry for everything I said. And, you know, I was sorry because I hated her so much too. But really, it was like him making us hate each other so much.
Wow. And that, my friends, is the most unbelievable story ever told on The Burt Show.
She's going to tell some of her friends in the future this story, and they're not going to believe her.
Well, there's a whole bunch of people calling up right now that say they can't find anything wrong with the story, but it's just too perfect don't believe you, but I'm not even going to put the calls on.
The family's gathered and waiting on him to show up. And
Insane.
Whoa.
Unreal. What an emotional roller coaster.
No kidding. Somebody needs to like get in touch with you guys and write the movie script.
Serious, right? Nobody would believe it. Sue, thanks for letting us come along with you on this whole thing.
You're welcome.
All right, good luck.
Hey, The Burt Show.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.